President Trump and former presidents Clinton, Obama, and Bush each ran 1 mile. Trump made the mile in 11:56. Clinton was slightly faster, his timing at 11:31. Obama was very fast. He ran a 10:03. Bush did it in 9:11. What about a second mile? A second mile. Are you a second miler? Think of the admiration we have for individuals who do more than what is expected of them. So many folks in our society sit back and do only what is required, the minimum to get by. Or they expect others to wait upon them and serve their needs. However, we admire anyone who volunteers or makes extra contributions in the workplace or the church or around the neighborhood. I like to call those individuals who do the unexpected second milers. Today we read again from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where he uses the phrase, go the second mile. Second mile people have within them a drive, a tenacity, a devotion, not only to do what is right, but what they believe is required and beyond. Second mile employees, second mile students, second mile neighbors, and second mile church members, all who have a deep and refreshing desire to serve the Lord and others. Consider, if you will, this second mile pharmacist. This weekend's Clarion Herald recounts the story of Dan Schneider, a retired pharmacist from St. Bernard Parish. His 20-year mission to secure a resolution to his 22-year-old son's death and to protect young people addicted to prescription drugs has been transformed into a riveting Netflix documentary series entitled simply The Pharmacist. Dan said the whole reason he got into this crusade was to save lives. And I quote him from the article, "One life is worth it, but I'm not trying to save just one. I want to save hundreds of lives, and I'll lay it on the line for as long as I can. God is over all this thing." I encourage you to take home a copy of today's Clarion Herald to read the entire story, possibly watch it on Netflix. Who doesn't admire the second milers among us? Should someone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Using the word press in the gospel seems a bit forceful for Jesus. You see, Jesus knew that Roman soldiers could force someone to carry their backpacks for precisely 1 mile and no more. At that point, another citizen would be pressed into service. In addition, on down the road, the process repeated itself. Not a pleasant prospect for any able-bodied civilian of that day. And this insulting and shocking suggestion came on the heels of Jesus talking about turning the other cheek when slapped and giving away your coat and your cloak. Left to ourselves, but for God's grace, we will not turn the other cheek. We will not be generous with our possessions. We will not go the first, much less the second mile. Why? Because our human tendency is to retaliate when offended and to reject the demands others place on us. Jesus believed and taught that his followers had to be extraordinary in outdoing, going beyond what even the enemies expected. In a nutshell, we who follow Jesus are to go the first and second miles, no matter the cost. We are to be first and second mile human beings. First and second mile Christians joyfully embrace who Jesus is, and they discover a joy in living that only comes to followers of Jesus. Jesus calls us to bind up the wounds of those whom life has come crashing down. Today we walk the first and second miles because our Lord has done that exactly for us. When someone goes beyond their brokenness to walk the extra mile, we realize at last that life's most lasting joy only comes when we give ourselves away to others. I marvel at men and women in our community who give without expecting any return. And because of their generosity, our community is a better place where the least and the lowest can live with some sense of dignity and hope. Today we celebrate in this Eucharist the one who walked the first mile to Pilate's court and the second mile to Calvary's cross, and then rose to show us the way of love is the way of life. What if today we believed we could turn the other cheek, give generously, and go the first and second mile?